I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and today on Sound Effect from KPLU, we're thinking about traditions. And I got one for you. It's been going on since the 70s at Seattle Center, just down the road from here. Now, close your eyes, drink in the music, and picture laser beams.
Hey, you, out there on your own, sitting naked by the phone, would you touch me?
I'm talking about Laser Floyd, as in Pink Floyd. The Wall at the Pacific Science Center Laser Dome has been the flagship laser show since the early 80s. And the captain of that ship, the lead laserist, as they're called, has been John Borcherding. But when he's manning the lasers and the strobe lights and the fog machines, he goes by Laser Ivan. We sent KPLU's Warren Langford to talk with Ivan about why Floyd always stays in the lineup.
All right, so we'll just head on into the Laser Dome.
Laser Ivan, a.k.a. John Borcherding, works at Pacific Science Center, and that's where I met him. He led me through a couple doors into a massive hemispherical room. It was cavernous, about the size of an IMAX theater, and one of the first things I noticed was the crazy acoustics.
If you stand just right in the very middle of the theater, it's this exact center point that if you look up and speak and say anything, you'll hear the sound come right back to you.
Oh, wow.
So we walk to the back of the theater, and there's what looks like a spaceship cockpit.
We've got our laser controls, we've got our lighting controls for the theater, we've got our sound controls.
A dot appears on the ceiling. John turns a knob. The dot begins to swirl around faster and faster until there is a complex, hypnotizing spiral whirling above.
And you think that there's all these different things going on, but it really, believe it or not, the entire show is just being created by one dot.
John blasts jets of fog into the air where it mixes with the lasers and makes a kind of holographic marbling effect.
We'll just get some fog going here for you.
John's been doing this for 21 years. He loves it, and as far as he knows, he's done more shows than anyone on the planet. In addition to being the foremost laser artist, he's kind of a historian for the place.
The Dome was originally built in, was for the 1962 World's Fair. It was actually a Cinerama movie theater. Eventually, they stopped running the films in here after the World's Fair, and the Dome just sat quiet for several years until finally they heard about a guy down in California who had started doing laser light shows, Ivan Dreyer, sort of the mid to late 70s. Ivan and his company, Laser Images, came here to start doing laser shows. I've been told by some folks is that laser shows back at that time sort of saved the Science Center, you know.
What was the first laser show you ever went to?
Laser Floyd, Welcome to the Machine. It was actually a compilation of a lot of different Floyd stuff. It started out with stuff from the album Wish You Were Here.
How I wish you were here.
I was really, really into it, so I don't know, maybe I was destined for it from the beginning.
So how do you go from that to becoming the head laser artist?
I trained a lot. I did an entire year of just touring, actually. I did laser shows all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. The guy who was here decided he wanted to move on, and at that point I had a good amount of experience, and they asked me to come here.
What are your most popular shows?
Daft Punk is a really popular show. It has been for a while now. The Wall is successful for a different reason. I mean, it's because it's had the longest run of any of the laser shows anywhere in the world, actually, as far as I know. It's been an institution here for 30 years.
What do you think it is about Floyd that pairs so well with lasers?
Let's take Dark Side, for example. I mean, it's album-oriented rock, which is something you don't hear a lot about anymore. Back in the 70s, you know, artists would create an album that's meant to be listened to from beginning to
to end and to give you this almost like a movie experience in your ears. And it was sort of psychedelic. It's, you know, it's creating a mood. It's a little bit strange. And lasers are a little bit strange. You know, we've got a lot of ability to make very abstract, you know, strange animation that you wouldn't think of, or that, I mean, it's like nothing else.
Can you describe what some of that imagery, what some of the lasers actually are doing?
No. It's hard to explain. It's really, really hard to explain. We really, when we're trying to create some of this imagery, we will say to ourselves, what does this feel like? Does this feel like we're kind of spinning around? Does this feel like we're moving somewhere? Does it feel like we're just sort of sitting still and seeing a story being played out?
Do you ever put on a Floyd record at home?
You would think I'd be really sick of this stuff, but like when I'm out spending like a weekend away, I just have to take Dark Side with me. After maybe 200 shows of Dark Side, I just was hating it. I could not stand it. A couple hundred shows later, I just said to myself, no, this is the best album ever made. I mean, it's like a spiritual thing for me almost.
So marijuana has been legal in Washington State for, I think, about 2 years now. Have you noticed an increase of clearly stoned people coming in here as opposed to before?
There have actually been less. We would see lighters 12 years ago, but somewhere around there, even lighters kind of started to go away. And, you know, even though there's kind of this lasting stigma that everybody thinks, oh, well, laser shows, it's this mind-altering experience. The kids that come, I mean, they're just looking for something to do that, you know, they can't drink, they can't go to a bar, they can't go to a club. So it's a safe place for these kids to come and have their mind altered without doing something dangerous. We've learned it actually does create a trance state in people. You're feeling something, you're moving through it.
Do you think people like lasers, laser shows, more for a futuristic experience or for a nostalgic experience at this point?
I'd say it's both. You'll see parents bringing their children and bringing them to Dark Side of the Moon and saying, this is what I grew up listening to, this is what I grew up doing, you know, here's the laser dome. This is sort of a little tradition we've got. Only on Christmas Eve, we're going to do Laser Nutcracker.
How long has that been going on now?
Wow, the Nutcracker first premiered back in the 80s.
Do you think there'll always be Laser Floyd?
There's much, much more competition now. Believe it or not, in the 90s, we started to get sort of competition from screensavers. People would just stay home and they'd put some music on and put on their screensavers. I think that 100 years from now, I think that there will be laser shows. It's just hard to say what exactly will still be around musically. I sure hope that Dark Side of the Moon is still around, or that, you know, The Wall is still around. I really want to preserve and carry on the laser art form. I almost feel like it's my mission in life to make sure that that doesn't just evaporate.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
That story by KPLU's Warren Langford.